Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge, glad to be your hosts here on your local radio station. And reminding you, if you have items to send to us, send them to kimhburge@gmail.com. And please include the author if you know them. Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for agricultural news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more for South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, and in fact, nationwide. Tri-State Livestock News, in fact, is what ranchers read.
Yeah, and you know that great place, that Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota? They're open 10 to 5, Monday through Saturday. Or get a load of this. You can make an appointment. They have over 25 vendors offering a huge selection of antiques, vintage treasures, collectibles. They even have great craft items. I'm telling you, if you haven't been there yet, you need to go to Yesterday's Antiques. And if you have been there, you need to go back.
Kim, what are you going to share on The Good Stuff today?
I've got a couple of short little stories for you. How's that sound?
Okay.
All right. The farmer whose pig was killed by a passing car was raving mad. "Don't worry," said the motorist, trying to pacify the angry farmer. "I'd be willing to replace your pig." "Don't be silly," growled the farmer. "You ain't near fat enough."
That won't work at all.
No, the young do not know enough to be prudent, and therefore they attempt the impossible and achieve it. Generation after generation.
That's true.
Yeah, I like that.
I have something from Elaine Nordland Shipley, and it's called The Old Windmill. I thought this was kind of nice for our rural areas. "It's right at the end of nowhere. That's what the old rancher said. Just follow the two track and you'll find her. She's in sorry shape, my friend. Her head is bowed and broken. She's in pretty sad state. If you can give the lady a hand, it would sure be great. Because once she stood proud and tall and watered every cow and horse around. Well, now she just screams those metallic sounds in pain, I have no doubt. Well, I traveled the two-track just like I was told, and I sure agreed it was way past wear when she finally came around. Yes, I found the old girl, and lordy, what a sight. I crawled out of my dusty pickup truck. Now the wind was picking up, and she was certainly voicing her opinion, so I thought, well, I'll try my luck. Now, she wasn't too tall, maybe 40 feet, but I knew the wind could quickly defeat. So I gathered all that I thought that I would need and quickly walked to her side. Looking up, I could see why she screamed. She had pieces of metal piercing her hide. As I took it all in, I found my footholds were none. So now I would have to add all of her rungs. Back to the pickup I went, found what I needed, and started again. This time, 3 feet high. I placed a rung and bolted her on. Now the wind was getting to be a little more fierce, but I was determined going to fix her. This two-track, I did not want to travel except one way, and that was back out. So climb and bolt and climb and bolt. I had my belt fastened to this lady's frame. Climb and bolt, and finally, I was to the place I could ease her pain. So up and down her frame I crawled all afternoon and into the dusk. I finally had her to where she could hum. So my last trip down was near exhaustion. Boy, this lady had drained me. Back to the pickup for one of the gallons of water I'd brought to prime the pump. I didn't come all this way not to hear this lady sing. So I undid the rope that I had newly attached and brought her wing into the wind. She started purring right away and humming. Then I started priming her in a soft, teasing way, just to give her enough to see if it would pay. The water gushed and splashed. I took off my hat. There's nothing more sacred than a windmill bath. The old girls were running. They too had heard that soft humming and whirring that took flight on the wind, the sound that sent out the message of life. And that was from Elaine Nordland Shipley. Glad to share that with you today on The Good Stuff.
No kidding. Windmills are certainly a landmark, aren't they? So, for it is human trust, even more than mutual interest, that holds human association together. Our friends seldom profit from us, but they make us feel safe.
They still hang around us.
Yep. And nobody can go back and start a new beginning, but anyone can start today and make a new ending. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, I would agree.
Indeed. Okay, so I think it's about time to wrap this episode up, Mike. May your rope and hand stay steady and your cinch stay good and tight. When you get to where you're going, may you sleep in peace tonight. Hal Swift wrote that.
Oh, thanks, Hal. And thanks for sharing that with us today here on the Good Stuff program. Folks, if you have items to send to us, it's kimhburge@gmail.com. We'll take a look at them, and one day they could be right here on the Good Stuff.